Most of the 420 gun deaths reported in Vermont between 2011 and 2016 were suicides. But when you look more closely at the 47 homicides, there is a disturbing trend among the female shooting victims. More than half were killed by their boyfriends or husbands. As part of our series Gunshots, VPR's Nina Keck looks into the role that guns play in domestic violence.
Research shows that when guns are present in domestic violence situations, women are 5 times more likely to be killed.
That gun is always in the back of their mind. That gun is the thing that can put a stop to their life quicker than anything else that their partner is doing.
That's Ava Loy Lanning, executive director of the Rutland County Women's Network and Shelter.
Someone who is living in an abusive relationship where there are guns in the home, they have indicated to us on many occasions that the presence of guns in the home was the thing that kept them from coming forward sooner.
Okay.
At WISE, a nonprofit that serves domestic violence victims in the Upper Valley, a woman named Mary walks in. She asked me not to use her real name. A jagged scar puckers her elbow. It's where her husband broke her arm, she tells me. They were married 22 years, but she says she never sought help or called the police.
What would have happened if you had tried to leave?
He would have killed me. There was no leaving that man. I was just too afraid. And he made it very clear that he stuck the loaded gun right in my mouth. Pistol whipped me with it. And it wasn't just one time. It was constant.
She admits she'd still be with him, or dead, had he not been killed in a car crash in 2004. Abby Tassel, assistant director of WISE, says it can be hard to understand not leaving such a horrific situation.
But there's a very real risk. I mean, we know that it's dangerous to leave, and that is when we see women killed so often.
Women like 23-year-old Molly Heland of Windsor. She'd moved out of her abuser's apartment and, according to police reports, planned to get a restraining order. But early on the morning of June 8, 2015, her estranged boyfriend shot Heland twice as she left her parents' house. She died at the scene. He committed suicide 2 days later. Ava Loy Lanning says it's all about power.
If someone, for instance, moves back home with their parents or they have successfully exited a violent relationship and are on their own, the abuser at that point has lost. And losing for someone who is all about control is not acceptable.
Between 2011 and 2016, 5 women in Vermont were shot by boyfriends or husbands in murder-suicides. Lanning believes stiffer penalties, more criminal prosecutions, and more immediate protection for victims would help. Federal law prohibits the purchase and possession of firearms by people convicted of domestic violence or those who are subject to certain protective orders. But Auburn Watersong of the Vermont Network Against Sexual and Domestic Abuse says gaps in the federal law leave victims vulnerable.
Currently, there's nothing that really allows an officer to take a firearm from that household unless it's been used in the crime or it's been used to threaten the victim. So if there's firearms upstairs under the bed or even in a gun cabinet, there's no legal ability for a police officer to confiscate those guns at this time.
State lawmakers are considering a bill that would change that. If passed, law enforcement who arrest or cite a person for domestic assault could immediately remove any firearms discovered during a lawful search. The weapons would have to be returned within 5 days unless a court rules otherwise. But advocates say that 5-day window could provide time for victims to escape, create a plan, and get relief from abuse orders. Rutland City Police Commander Matthew Prouty backs the bill, but says details still need to be fleshed out.
Storage is a big deal. Having someone accountable for those weapons and being in charge of it. And now what if you get into a house and it's somebody that has been a collector their whole life and they have 100 guns? So those are the things that really need to be thought about.
18 states have already enacted a similar law.
Hey, let me call you back in a while. You get
home? Back at WISE, Abby Tassel hopes lawmakers get on board. Victims need this, she says, pointing to a copy of the Valley News. The front page story is all about the latest murder-suicide involving a husband shooting his wife. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.